Hello. Welcome to my first aftercare audio. I don't know what I'm doing. This isn't really going to be a regular aftercare in that I'm just going to talk to you about my thoughts about the original audio and explain a bit. And maybe if that helps, just because this one is so much different than any of my other stuff. I mean, I've done quite a few FDOM things, but they're always, like, gentle and loving and, you know, not making you watch me fuck somebody else. I almost didn't listen to the audio that this was based on because of the tags. Cuckolding is not normally my thing at all. And I gave it a shot and I couldn't believe how hot it was. And I think that, I mean, technically I suppose it is a cuckold scenario. Which I admit I don't know anything about, and that's why I'm doing this ramble instead of sort of in character thing. I don't know anything about cuckolding, I'll say that right now. But to me, this scenario is almost a sort of threesome. To me, the listener, has agreed to this, or you've had conversations about this, you have an incredible bond with me, and that's what makes this work. It worked for me because of the eye contact. I liked how the other person is sort of inconsequential. They're mentioned, but nothing about their sort of physical characteristics are mentioned. You're not taunting anyone with, oh, you know, he's so much better than you, or all that. The taunting is just from the denial, the tease. And to me, it's all about that tease and denial, that less so than the jealousy. That you are just there in the chair and you're making this eye contact and you're having this connection and you want so badly to be the one in the bed feeling those feelings. I don't know. It just struck me. It's just really hot. and then the ending. I don't know about you. Maybe it didn't have that effect on you, but when I heard the first audio, and I was so sort of into it, and when the ending happened, it was a shock, and I couldn't believe it. How could you do that to me? And so that's kind of it, made it more appealing to me, because I kind of like that surprise twist ending. And maybe it wasn't for you, I don't know, but to me it was. That made me want to record it also. But in my mind, you know, maybe I did go back to bed for a little while and then, you know, the scenario ended and everything was happy. Or maybe if we're really into the whole, edging and denial, maybe I did go to bed and go to sleep, but in the morning, everything went kind of back to normal, or first thing in the morning, we had wonderful, mind-blowing sex after you had to wait overnight, which is so cruel. Sorry about that. And I think that I'm in danger of this ramble being longer than the actual audio, so I'm going to shut up now, but I just wanted to kind of reiterate the fact that this is a fantasy. I seriously doubt I could actually do this to anyone ever, but it's pretty hot to think about, huh? Have a good day.